The community has come together to support local bookstore owner Erica Nicholas, who is the owner of Old Goat Books. Last month, Nicholas received news that no local business owner wants to hear.
On December 10th, I got a call from somebody in the BIA, actually, asking how I was doing. And I didn't understand at first what it was about, and then realized that there was a fire at the building at 99 King. And so that was a shock.
Prepared for the worst, Nicholas was making plans to start from scratch.
The fire affected the books and the store in that smoke got everywhere, as smoke does. At that point, I kind of thought, oh, that's it then. I'm going to have to start from scratch. The books are gone. Smoke and books are a terrible combination. Books just absorb the smoke, kind of like a sponge would absorb something. And it's not a good situation. I was already sort of making plans of disposing of everything and starting again.
Luckily, there was an alternative.
But then I found out that a restoration company can actually clean all the books and so surface clean them and then deodorize them with an ozone chamber. So when I heard that, I thought, okay, this is a path that we could possibly take, and it would save us from spending months, maybe years, rebuilding that whole collection. So though it is a long process, a couple of months, it definitely will save us some time and money, and it will get customers back through our doors buying books, and so yeah, we're very happy about that.
The community had Nicholas's back and was willing to help her out in any way she needed.
I had people emailing me and messaging me on social media saying, what can I do? I want to help. And a friend and a customer of the store started a GoFundMe page for the store to help with the cost of restoration. I've been overwhelmed, but in the best possible way by all of the generosity, and it's lovely to see.
With the help of the community and the GoFundMe fundraiser organized by Diana Barr, Old Goat Books will be operating out of a temporary space starting February 1st.
We're opening sort of a soft open, I guess, on Saturday, February 1st. And we'll keep the regular hours of the bookstore for a while, see how it goes. But yeah, we're just so happy to have a home again, and to be able to chat with book lovers and to just showcase our wonderful wares again.
The director of the Uptown BIA, J.S. Bellis-Canton, wasn't available for comment, but said in a press release that the community support shows how much people care about and honor the incredible hard work and dedication small business owners put into what they do. For Mix 98.5 News, in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.